Welcome to Meeple Podcast, Season 4.
Hi everybody, this is a very special episode, that episode I have ever dreamed to do. Carcassonne is a passion for me and for you, follower of this sound channel. Many people is thinking about the tiles, a funny moment with their families, playing with roads and cities, a great time in an important competition to show our level in the game, but they all have an instant in their mind for Klaus Jürgen, the man who gets us this beautiful board game forever in our lives. Thanks to him, it came up one day the idea to start this podcast about Carcassonne. The Carcassonne community has been growing along this time, and now I think it could be the most important thing around the game. The world of Carcassonne flies on tiles collectors, fans, designers, forums, events, online and face-to-face tournaments, streamers and YouTubers, bloggers, and this podcaster who talks to you. But let me introduce this time a wonderful person. He is Carcassonne too. His mind and his heart will be always with us, forever. Klaus Jürgen Wrede. Welcome to your channel. Welcome to Meeple Podcast.
Hi, dear Joaquin. And hi to all listeners around the world.
How are you? How are your heart? And how are your love in Carcassonne?
Oh, there are two different things. Normally, it should be the same, the heart and love. But with the heart, it's not perfect because of physical things. But the heart in the meaning of passion is unbroken. But I'm fine. My heart works and goes on. And that's very good and a gift. I have to care a lot nevertheless, but that's okay. Sometimes I'm a little sad because I can't travel so much as before, especially for events far away and fan meetings all over the world is more and more difficult to get there for me. Concerning Carcassonne and love, I would never say I love the game. For this, I am too close to it. Even if I identify a little bit with the game, there always is a critical distance, and that should be so. That's good. Otherwise, you can't optimize a game, or you can't get a good result. There's no self-love or narcissism appropriate. But I'm happy with the game and really, really happy that people like it or even some love it.
Many people around the world have Carcassonne in the top 5 of the board games they prefer to play. And many of them consider Carcassonne their favorite one. I know you are pleased people like to play Carcassonne, but what do you think is the point of the difference with other board games? What's the secret to a successful board game?
If I would know the secret of a successful board game, I only would make successful games. It's really hard to say where the secret lies. Maybe it is the balance between simplicity and depth. Maybe it's a clarity of some intuitive rules, or maybe it's something archaic, creating a common world and puzzling each game another scenery. And perhaps with Carcassonne, meet casual players, families, and expert players. But it's not only the game by itself. The graphics are important, the publisher is important, to trigger something to the right time is also important. Maybe that all fitted together, and that's a great luck. Luck is always important and not predictable.
You have had the opportunity to meet many fans of Carcassonne. Anecdotes, curiosities, but what would you highlight from all that you have been able to experience?
Yes, there are many touching moments and many beautiful encounters in all that years. My personal highlight was a letter from a married couple, which was a little bit at the dead end of their relationship. Then they got in touch with Carcassonne. And soon they played each day one game and talked again to each other more and more and got back in touch and back happy with each other. That touched me really a lot. I like the idea that Carcassonne could connect people more to each other.
I usually talk about your humbleness. It's incredible that after 24 years you have the same willingness and ability to invest time in us.
Oh, thank you so much for your compliments. But for me, it is natural. We all have one common passion and we want to share this. And I'm so happy that you and all of you like this game and also all of you invest much time in Carcassonne. So I have to thank you all for this. And I like to get in touch with all the people who do this. It's a great pity that I have to reduce this, as told before, because of some physical things. The willingness is unbroken, but the ability is unfortunately a little less. But I'm still here and will try my best.
Who is Bernd Brunhofer for you?
I admire Bernd Brunhofer. He grew up his company from zero to a really great publishing house. And that despite of all business a publisher has with his company and all other things, he has remained a player with much passion and love to games. Already before the publishing of Carcassonne, Hans im Glück was my favorite publisher. I always looked forward to new games of Hans im Glück. And that's why I offered Carcassonne to Hans im Glück. And that was a really good choice and the best what could happen. In my eyes, the success of Carcassonne is also a great part of Bernd. He is really a great publisher.
Who is Moritz Brunhofer? This is not a simple question. I know he is the CEO of Hans im Glück and Bernd's son, but I want to know for you what important he is in the publishing house in general and for the continuity of Carcassonne in particular.
I have a really good relationship to Moritz. Changes are always unusual and difficult, or seem to be in the first view, but I'm a fan of, I call it Shiva principle by myself. It is inspired by the Hindu god Shiva. He personalizes the balance of creation and destruction. One is not possible without the other. And so destruction is often not so bad as it sounds. And there grows up something new out of the ashes. In my eyes, the whole world is based on that principle. But I don't want to talk about religion. It just came into my mind. Moritz keeps a good balance between what is to save and what is a base we want to keep and what should be renewed. And so he tries to go other ways sometimes and has unusual ideas, and that is good. He looks into the future and makes a really good job.
2024 years of Carcassonne. What's the balance for Klaus Jungenbrede?
It's indeed a long time, and Carcassonne has always been my companion through all that time. There was no time without Carcassonne, even if I did many other things beside teaching, writing a novel, making music, and much more. But Carcassonne was always more in the middle, meeting fans and working on new expansions or standalone games around Carcassonne. It has always been with me, and it was identified also by this. Often I was introduced as Mr. Carcassonne and things like that. And it was an exciting and lively time, and is still so. At the beginning of the story, I thought, what could I still invent around the game? It seemed limited to me, but it isn't. I am astonished by myself that there are still new ideas. And it seems to me nearly as an endless spectrum of ideas that come. I never thought it would be so, and I'm still surprised by that. And I hope all Carcassonne players like the variants and are still willing to play the game, always a little bit different, with a new twist.
Klaus Jürgen, do you know anything about the celebration of the 25th anniversary of Carcassonne?
Yes, I know a little bit, but we are still planning and thinking about possibilities, and we still have a little time. As we celebrated the 20th anniversary in 2021, as Carcassonne got the game of the year. So it will last some time up to 2026. But we don't plan such big things as in 2021, but there will be some nice things. I can't reveal something about that, but you can look forward and maybe you get surprised.
I dislike to talk about the future. I like much more to talk about this moment in the present, but I want to ask you about what would you like to reach with Carcassonne? Any status to achieve the level of millionaire games as chess or Go, for example?
I don't like talking about the future either. I like the present very much. And no, I'm mentally far away from such goals. I never wanted to make a bestseller game either. I just wanted to make a good game for my own taste. Actually, more for myself and my wife. Nice and compact and easy to take with you on journeys. And I was really happy that it even found a publisher. And I did never expect what became of this. Today my goal is to give as many people as possible a nice gaming experience and maybe show them that playing is a really great thing. If I can do this, I am very happy.
What about your family and friends? I mean, what is the feedback have you got from them about the success of Carcassonne?
My family and friends are close to the game. They have to test a lot and see the developments in different phases. And each game needs development. It is never finished in the first try. So I also expect critical feedback and don't want to be celebrated or get compliments. They know that and they know me. And so they don't do it. They know I get more further with critics than with praise.
Please tell us what other projects you have for the next years.
I will go on with games. I can't let that go, even if I would want to. But I tried to reduce a little bit, because I'm again in research for a new novel since 1 or 2 years already. But it needs much time. If I sum up the time I needed for my last novel, it was around 8 years or more. and the next one will be more complex. So it needs time. Beside that, I again started with music, composing a little bit and improvising. But it is difficult to make all these things parallel. They all need some focus onto it.
Considering that Carcassonne is the strongest exponent of the games you have designed, what is more important to you? Music, religion, or Carcassonne? Take into account the feelings that each of these things generates in others, the level of interaction between people, the scope that each of them has in our days, and what it means to you.
Oh, that's a really complex and deep question. I think these are all different things. I wouldn't reduce the gaming to Carcassonne. Also, playing other games was and is a great passion for me. Not only designing games. I always like to dive into a world. That is the thing with games and novels and films and musics, also with sports. And I like to create that world for other people as well, to design games, write novels, compose music, and so on. I would say games are my deepest passion. Music is the deepest part of my soul. And thinking about the world in a philosophic way, but I wouldn't call it religious, is the way to get close to your soul in a rational way. But still a little more, what's behind the world and the things you can see.
Maybe Carcassonne is music for many fans, and obviously is a religion for a few of us. Carcassonne is a way of life. Did you realize of that?
Yes. Sometimes I see something, for example when meeting fans, something which seems like that what you just described to me. But for me, myself, it's different. For me, there must be a critical distance. And so I'm often really astonished. And I think, wow, it's great when someone is enthusiastic about something and passionate about something. And I admire that. If someone burns for something, and it touches me very much when I can contribute and give something to people.
Klaus Jürgen Wrede, we are finishing the interview, and I would like you to talk to the listeners about what is the most important thing about what we are building together around Carcassonne, and wish you the best of luck for the rest of the things you have left to do.
Thank you so much. In my mind, the most important is that we are making something together, over all borders and connecting us together. We have a common passion, and I'm deeply convinced that playing makes the world better in any way. It gives good energy to the world and it brings us together. We build something together. So let's all get on with that. It's a good thing.
Klaus, Jürgen, thank you very much for accepting the invitation on the MIB podcast. And vielen Dank für dieses unglaubliche Spiel, das Sie gemacht haben.
Thank you very much too, dear Joaquin. I really enjoyed our conversation. It were really interesting questions and I enjoyed thinking about that. To you and all the listeners, only the best. Stay healthy. Keep the joy of playing and living. Es war mir eine große Freude. Alles Gute euch und euch allen nur das Beste.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye, Klaus Jürgen, and to the audience of Meeple Podcast. See you in the next episode. Auf Wiedersehen.